going to court to get some quiet time in the woods. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A man who's been dogging the U.S. Forest Service to make some parts of the Huron-Manistee Forest off limits to gun hunters and snowmobilers won his case in federal court this fall. The court says forest managers have to consider setting aside roughly 70,000 acres for quiet uses such as hiking, birdwatching, and cross-country skiing. Bob Allen reports.
Kirkmeister's family has had a cottage near Cadillac since he was a kid, so he grew up exploring the woods and streams of the National Forest. In recent years, he says, when he'd take his daughters for hikes in the fall and they'd hear gunshots, the girls would want to turn around and go back. Meister says that's why he raised questions about quiet recreation when the Forest Service updated its plan a couple of years ago.
This case isn't about hunting. It's not about gun hunting. It's not about stopping gun hunting. It's simply saying it shouldn't be everywhere. And if you make it everywhere, you're affecting other people's rights.
Meister is trained as an attorney, and he's suing the Forest Service as one citizen. It's unusual to get as far as he has with his challenge. That may be why managers didn't seriously consider his suggestion to close parts of the forest to gun hunters and snowmobilers. Jeff Pullen is a biologist in charge of writing the plan for the Huron-Manistee.
Really, if you look at, you know, the 2,000 or so comments we got on the plan, we had one person asking for this, and we felt, from an agency perspective, didn't seem reasonable to develop a separate alternative that looked at this issue that one person was raising.
But the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals disagrees with the Forest Service. It says the agency was arbitrary in its decisions. What Kirkmeister is asking the court to do is set aside areas designated as non-motorized for quiet recreation. Those are places where, on paper, the forest plan says a person can expect to be isolated from the sights and sounds of other humans. But on the ground, Meister says, what happens is that snowmobile trails and cross-country ski trails run side by side.
Do the snowmobilers care? Probably not. Unless the cross-country skiers get in their way, they're going to be okay with that. Do the cross-country skiers care? Yeah, they care a lot, because if they have to smell the exhaust fumes, if they can't see the animals, if they can't just enjoy the sounds and the quiet of the forest, it's a very different experience for them.
Forest Service officials say they don't have control over all the roads and trails that are laced throughout the Huron-Manistee. But planner Jeff Pullen says you can still find quiet places, even outside the non-motorized areas, to ski or snowshoe.
Simply by virtue of the fact there aren't snowmobile trails in those areas, and there aren't other people out there using them to a large extent.
Pullen says the Forest Service approach is to allow as many different types of users as possible in all areas of the forest, while minimizing conflicts among them. But Kirkmeister says with nearly a million acres in the Huron-Manistee, managers ought to be able to carve out places for all the different types of users to do their thing without interfering with anyone else. He isn't under any illusion, though, that in the end, he's going to get 70,000 acres set aside for quiet uses. For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.
The Forest Service is now reworking their plan for the Huron-Manistee. They either have to include Kirkmeister's suggestions or prove to the court why his ideas won't work. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.